Tēnā koutou katoa hoki mai anō, ko haukura tēnā atu i te reo irirangi o te heku o te ika, iwa te kaumawhitu, ira ko tahi te iariri. Ko tō tātou hoa kōrero mō tēnei wā, ko Conor O'Sullivan, ko ia te reo o te rangatahi i tēnei wāhanga o te rā. Nō rei, tēnā koe, Conor, pehana koe?
Pai ana haukura ngā mihi atu ki a koe, me ngā kaihakarongo i tēnei wā. Pai kua tai mai mātou ki te mutunga o te wiki, nā reira, hariko ana hau.
Ai. Ai, Conor, ka tai koe te tōrero mai mo te Moko Foundation. Hei, tīmata, kōrero mai e tahi o ngā kaupapa nunui kei te pīkauti e koutou i tēnei wā?
Mō mātou kei te Moko Foundation i nāinei, ko e wehe ana te tīma o Aimoko me ki, ki Tāmaki Makaurau i tēnei wā, nā reira he āhua... things are a bit sort of, you know, up in the air for us in the foundation at the moment, just with one half of us, the Aimoko team sort of moving to Tāmaki Makaurau. But it is just them moving to Auckland, and the actual foundation will remain up here in Kaitaia. We'll still have a physical presence here, and continuing on with all the good mahi that we're doing in the community with our whānau, and especially me ngā rangatahi hoki. In saying that, though, just touching on that haukura, whilst the Aimoko team is actually physically moving to Auckland, the programs will still remain in our kura up here, e manaaki ana I ngā māuiwitanga o ngā taitamariki ki roto I ngā kura. So, yeah, that's just really a big thing, actually, within the whole our whole space, the whole organisation at the moment that's happening. Other than that, as I said, our programs will still be continuing.
He aha tōturanga mō te Moko Foundation, kei te haerere koe ki ngā kura mō te mahi runga I te Innovation Hub, e haere tonu ana tērā kaupapa?
E haere tonu ana tērā kaupapa, engari kua hau māku he kai āwhina hau me ki roto I ngā momo katoa roto I te foundation, so I'm really just in a position where I'm helping out across the board at the moment. Sometimes I go out with the Innovation Hub to our rural communities and work with tamariki. Other than that, I'm actually heavily involved with our research component, our Rōpū Rangahau, ki roto I te foundation I tēnei wā. So yeah, that's actually something I would like to touch on haukura and to the rest of the whānau that are listening in, is that that's probably one of the biggest things we have going on in the foundation at the moment is our research sort of program. So we've actually partnered with quite a big research firm from Auckland, the University of Auckland, and are doing some real sort of new groundbreaking research into metabolic diseases up here for specifically for Māori population. So we're going out to Kura at the moment and doing fructose testing on kids in schools, trying to test the effects that, you know, high amounts of sugar in our diets, especially within processed food, have on Māori specifically. And we're trying to find, you know, sort of genetic correlations really with you know, sugar and how it may affect Māori differently compared to Pākehā, so that it will inform you know, prevention strategies and treatment strategies for our whānau that suffer from ngā māuiwitanga pērā I te mate hukuhuka, te mate pukupuku and stuff like that. So yeah, that's actually one of the big things we've got going on in the foundation at the moment, which is really exciting. We have information evening, which is going to be we're going to dive more deeper into what it is next week on Monday, actually. Te hunga e whakarongoana. So just down at the Moko Foundation, 5 o'clock next Monday, we're having a public information evening where the professor from this research facility is going to be coming in and having a kōrero along with myself and a couple of the other kaimahi, just trying to get a bit more information out there to the community so that they know what we're doing and that what we're doing is real sort of important and groundbreaking for, you know, future health programs, really, for Māori at the end of the day, for Māori specifically.
Oh, no reira, koutou whakarongo mai ra, te mane. Ka tangi, māku e purai tēnei ui te ato te mane. Engari, no reira, hei te rima karaka katu tēnei huine ki te Moko Foundation, ki te taha o te Ram's Kitchen.
Ai, te gana.
kia mōhio te hunga I whakarongo maira. Kōrero mai, no reira, you guys are doing... is this research going to help the people to prevent them? Essentially, we don't want them eating that much sugar.
Yeah. Really, it's research that's going to hopefully highlight that Maori populations, Maori people have metabolized sugar in a different way to Pākehā, and therefore there should be different. Preventative strategies really to make sure that we don't have high amounts of takeaway venues that have lots of processed food and high fats and sugar in areas where in communities like Kaitaia where there's a high Māori population, and also for in terms of the treatment pathway that some drugs and medicines you buy from the pharmacy might not necessarily work as well for Māori as they do for Pākehā because of the way our bodies process these foods, differently. So it's real interesting. I've actually only just jumped on board myself and started helping with this project. It's being run by our research facilitator here, Rianne Smith, who's a third-year med student, Māori nō Kawakawa, Te Whairangi here. And so that's going really well. But as I said, we're going to be live-streaming this on Facebook as well, so... to all the whānau that can't make it there in person, they can just get a bit
watch
more information.
Watch it on the Facebook or something.
Yep, that will be on the Moko Foundation Facebook page that you can tune in there. But really, it's just a chance to let the our whānau that this research is potentially going to be on, let them know what it's about and if they want to be involved or if their kids at Kura are going to be involved, they know what it's for.
Kā rawe. Tēnei pātai e pāna ki te kaupapa hākinakina. Me pēhea tātou e whakatoko maha ai te hunga e tākoro ai i mahi ana I te hākinakina. He kārere pia tau anō ki te rangatahi mō te riki.
He kaupapa anō tērā, kei a mātou tētahi rōpū riki me ki, ko te hiku o te Ika Mavericks. And that our league team that we've got at the moment actually is focusing on that whole, what you were just talking about, trying to encourage physical activity, I guess, within rangatahi and just our community in general up here in the far north, and so that's going really well. We have a strong league team that's got good kaupapa going for it. It's aligned with the Moko Foundation, and we're actually lucky enough to be sponsored by them, which is really, really good and beneficial. But we have the Ngāti Kahu Sharks this weekend actually playing out at Taipa, top of the table clash. But really with this team, we're wanting to use it as a vehicle to sort of change the image of one league up here, but also the community in general, focusing on, ko tahi tanga and getting together, remaining fit and healthy both on and off the field, hine ngaro a wairua a tīnana hoki.
Oh, tēnā so, koe kona. Yeah. I pānui au I tētahi reta I tukuna e koe ki te heamana, ko Hone Harawira, tō hehia, kia whakakore i te inu waipiro me te mōme ewe tai taru. Roa te wākua pēhia I ēnei mea I te hunga Māori, āmuri I ngā kēmu, ne?
Nā, e tika ana koe haukura, as I said, we're really wanting to sort of change the image that league is specifically is, viewed upon up here, but also just try and change some of the culture within our communities up here regarding alcohol, mumi hikiriti, mumi taru taru. And so as part of that, I sent a letter to Hone Harawira, he put it out, and we've been just sort of slowly letting people know that at our after functions specifically and at our home games, we don't want any consumption of alcohol or cigarettes. During the game, at the after matches especially, there'll be no alcohol or anything served, and really that's just to uphold the whole idea of, staying positive and trying to promote well-being, really. So I hope that people who come to our home games and the other teams as well sort of respect it. And it's really just trying to afi our whānau and, you know, create a more positive image for us all, really. And at the end of the day, we're out there to play a hard game of league. So, yeah, that's the main kaupapa.
And e tau toko ana ngā hunga I te era kōrero, ngā tīma o tēnei whakatatai?
Ka tau toko rau atu rātou, and so we've had good positive feedback from all the other clubs who are really, you know, happy that we've sort of taking this stand and direction. It's quite hard to do, I understand, for, you know, all the other clubs that have had, you know, decades, some clubs, of that culture being entrenched in them, where, you know, having a inu after the game and stuff like that, is it's almost become normalised. So we're lucky that with a new, you know, team being formed. Yeah, ai, ka tae mātou te timata tērā kaupapa, mai te timatanga, you know, so that's really helped out. And the boys in our team are real supportive and latching on to that really well and just want to come and play some good footy, really.
Ai, he mahi rangatira te whakatakoto I ngā turi I te timatanga. Kawe waiho kia paunga tau e rua e toru kē ki te whakatakoto I enei mō turi ni. Anō reira, tino nui taku hari kua whai wā koe te kōrero ki au I tēnei rā. Kona kia mahana tō rā, kia pai te mutunga o tō wiki.
Ai, tēnā koe haukura me koe hoki.
Ai, noho ora mai, kā kite.
Kā kite.